Today's the Army's birthday, Greg.
It is, 244.
244. It's also Flag Day, International Bath Day. You ever taken a bath in international waters?
Hadn't taken a bath in quite a while.
Today's National Bourbon Day. You like that. You like your brown water, don't you? Hey, ladies.
Yeah, I like bourbon.
National Strawberry Shortcake Day. Blah.
You don't like strawberry shortcake?
No.
Why? What is not to like?
Don't like it. Just not a fan of strawberries.
Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, here's a day for you, Greg. National Flip-Flop Day.
Yeah, I flip-flop on you every day. One day I like you, next day I like you.
You are precious as the day is short. Jay Hansen, hit that little button, buddy.
You may find you're labeling yourself with words like idiot or stupid.
They certainly do that.
Cool.
It's happening. It's happening. It happened. Really doing it, aren't you?
I'm not going to stand for the curse.
And now, brought to you by Goggin Cold Hall, the coldest team in town. The best, worst segment.
Oh, I'm thankful nobody's listening, but my God, this is funny.
That laugh right there will be on a promo.
No, I worked on my hair a long time, and you hit it. He hits my hair.
All right, Greg, talk amongst yourself as the website again is
well,
down.
I did. Our good buddy, Jeremy Sargent, out at City Slickers in Laverne, who plays our show in his offices and buildings there. Yay, National Bourbon Day.
Nice, Sarge, my man. Why is it so hard to find a website that has good stuff that's happened? I hate that word stuff. That has good material for today in sports history, June 14th.
Just find some good stuff.
It's almost impossible to find that. So there you go, Greg.
This day in sports, you cannot do. What do you got over there?
Yeah, I mean, it's almost hard to find.
You got the cricket version of a laptop? What?
It works fine. It's hard to find a website that has. I had a great website and went goodbye. So it was gone. So I'm trying to find things that happened this day in sports history, June 14th. And so you type that in.
What do you do? onthisday.com/
Look at there's like two things there.
Really?
It's awful. Yes. It's not good. It's not good at all. There's not, they don't give you
good
stuff.
Well, it's a good thing this spot's not sponsored right now.
Yeah. I mean, I've got five things. Here's one. This ain't
18. No, it is.
1870.
That's right. It's a bad thing.
1870. The Cincinnati Red Stockings suffered their first loss in how many games?
Yeah, 14's the
130.
Answer. They were 129-0.
Yeah, they were.
And I bet on them to win the 130.
Yeah, 1913, the 27th U.S. Women's National Championship in tennis. Mary Brown beat Dorothy Green. Can you believe that?
I had Dorothy.
I know. So it's not, you think, oh, it's easy to find. It's almost difficult to find a good website with that. Let's see what Sports Illustrated has. This day in sports, June 14th. Sports Illustrated was a Meredith Broadcasting company that they sold it recently. Let's see what goes on.
Well, all right.
Man.
What are we doing here? Are
Let's
we doing
anything? Let's go to
birthdays.
Anything? Let's go to birthdays.
My God.
Let's go to birthdays.
What the hell was that?
Watch your mouth.
What's your mouth?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good website that some dude that was doing it said, I'm done with it, and he was over with. And there it goes. You know, and so, all right, I'm going to do birthdays are more fun anyway. Celebrity birthdays, folks, got to get them within two.
What's the score?
Is Charlie up 3-1 or is it 2-2?
It's over.
It's over.
Okay. All right, here we go. Celebrity birthdays, got to get these within two, folks. Download that WNSR app and play along. Here we go. First up today, Boy George. How old is Boy George? Fun fact about Boy George, he has four brothers and a sister.
66.
That's a good number. 65.
58. I would go see Boy George in concert. He was here not too long ago at the Nashville at Schermerhorn. Going down, Steffi Graf. How old is she? Fun fact about Steffi Graf, she won 22 Grand Slam singles titles during her career.
Yeah, 47.
59.
50. Don't know this guy. Kevin McHale? Don't know him.
Kevin McHale?
Don't know him.
The basketball player? Played for the Celtics?
No, these are actors. These aren't sports people.
Why don't you go to sports? We are a sports show.
Look, if we talk sports for 2 hours nonstop, I'd walk out of here.
Well, you give us sports birthdays. I'm going to walk out here anyway.
actress Marla Gibbs.
Well, that does it.
How about this? I can't believe she's still alive.
80.
93.
88.
You deceived me, Joe Dubin.
Singer G.
Hey, Jay, back at the studio, the last 15 minutes of this show, burn it.
Singer Janet Lennon of the Lennon Sisters.
You're serious.
Just torch the studio and leave, Jay.
Dude,
go
I'm
ahead.
Just telling you whose birthday's today. That's not my fault.
You know, you need to spend some time at home going over your website.
We all need to spend some time
they
at home.
Do. Janet Lennon of the Lennon Sisters, 88.
85.
73. Rock musician Alan White from the group Yes.
72.
71.
70. Charlie's up 1-0. Actor Will Patton.
45.
Is there a fun fact?
He's today's his birthday.
I think I've got him confused.
What time's bar lines open?
I think I got him confused with somebody else. Greg, you said 45?
I said 45.
I'll try 47.
65.
I think it's a different.
Right musician Chris DeGarmo.
Who?
Yep.
Who's he played for? With?
Is he in Queensryche?
DeGarmo and Key? I don't know.
Lordy. 60.
61.
56. Why are you mad at me? I don't come up with these birthdays.
He's the guitar player for Queensryche.
Actress Yasmine Bleeth.
40.
51.
51 exactly. Charles at 2-0. Hold on, people. We got more to come here. Hold on.
No.
Donald Trump, President of the United States, Donald Trump.
His birthday today?
It is his birthday today.
How old is he? 74?
73.
73, exactly. 3-0. Now, hold on. Let's see what we got, some more of these things. Let's see if my website loaded with...
By the way, you're going to have to stop saying hold on a minute, because that's trademarked and coming back.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, don't know.
I think you could probably go get it right now, because I don't think he's probably trademarked it. If you want it.
That would
be pretty funny. Actually.
Well, hold on a minute .com.
Hold on.
Just hold it for ransom.
Well, hold on a minute .com.
I'm going to get car phone.
I'm going to Google that right now. Well,
are
hold.
You?
Well, hold on a minute. .com.
Truly living up to the best worst.
It's there, baby. You want it $14.99. You could buy it right now. Well, hold on a minute.com.
Can you really?
Yeah, it's there. Go get it and sell it.
Hey,
go get it and sell it to Plaz for $20.
Hold on. What's this internet thing you're talking about now? I just know.
Right, well, hold on a minute.
All right, so I went to another website to see more birthdays and see if this guy, they've maybe thrown an extra one in there for us or not. Hold on. Let me see. Eric Heiden, Olympic gold medalist. Charlie's up 3-0. Eric Heiden.
Really, who gives a rat's ass anymore?
Eric Heiden.
I don't.
50. 55. 61. Dang. I always look at them when they're young, but they're not young anymore, right?
Why are you making excuses when you don't have it, man?
I don't have it. I'm not making an excuse. I'm just telling you my follies.
That's as far as birthdays go.
Well, good. Anything else we cannot do right now?
No, I'm just looking at
this. We are the worst part of the best worst.
Look, man, we had this down. I mean, the websites were down. They were good. Then they started yanking the websites from us, and then we can't get them anymore. We had this one guy, the old disc jockey guy, had everything on there, was fine. He had birthdays, music, trivia. He was great. He one day sends an email out, and I'm done.
Do we have a staff meeting?
He's gone.
Do we need to have a staff meeting?
And then I found another website. I go to it one day, and it gives me the 404. It's gone. It's out of here. So it's ridiculous. So don't get mad at me because nobody's born. Bill Bryant's birthday's today.
Let me ask you something else.
Yeah.
Do we have any music?
No.
This is just a train wreck.
Do you think Jay Hansen knows how to find that music?
Yes. Have you asked him?
No. Charlie's here. That's
Hey, Jay, do you think if Joe texted you a song that you could probably put it in the computer Google search and find it? Or is that something? Is that something from people from Linden can't do?
He's got to do Spotify. Find it that way. It's not easy.
No, YouTube's really not hard to find.
No. You just
it's really not.
You know what? I want you to find and play right now how I feel. It's called Cry Me a River by Joe Cocker. We'll be back right
after
this.
Don't do it, Jay.
We'll be back right after this.
Don't do it.